Here, Jesus, uns bitt, dat du noch in uns mitte salvierst.
We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be in our midst now.
Sikhuleka uNkulunkulu wethu ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu kulesi sikhathi.
Needy verlovungsdienst.
During this engagement service.
Kule nkonzo yomthembiso.
Mag dit voorsmaak wees van die hemelse bruilof.
May it, Lord, be a foretaste of the heavenly marriage.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu wethu kungaba ukunambitha kwalokho kuyofika oqhamkezulwini.
Ominamsonfelire.
For your name's sake, Lord.
Ngenxa igama lakho Nkosi.
Amen.
Amen.
Ons tekst vind ons in Hosea. Hosea 2 vers 18 en 19.
The text for today is in Hosea chapter 2 verse 18 and 19.
I text letla namhlanje litholakala encwadini ka Hosea isahluko ngesesibili iverse u18 no19.
Hosea 2 van vers af vers 18. En ek sal mee met jou verloof tot in ewigheid. En mee met jou verloof in gerechtigheid en in recht en in goede tierenheid en in ontferming.
Verse 19, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness.
Verse 19, ngiyakuzimisela wena ube ngumkami kuze kube phakade. Ngizimisele wena ngokulunga, nangokwahlulela, nangomusa, nangobubele.
En ek sal mee met jou verloof in trouw. Dan sal jy die Here ken tot sover.
And I will betroth you to me in faithfulness and you shall know the Lord.
Verse 20, ngiyakuzimisela wena ngokuthembeka ube ngumkami uyakumaza uJehova.
Asiqine lapho manje ngesiZulu kuthiwa uNkulunkulu uthi ngizimisele ngawe. NgesiBhunu nangesiNgisi ngezinye ilimi nangesiJalimani ukuthi ngiyothembisa nawe. UNkulunkulu athi ngiyothembisa nawe. Umthembiso kaNkulunkulu nomuntu wakhe.
In English and in Afrikaans, the word used here is betroth, or I will get engaged to you forever.
Toe die Here gesê het, ek sal mee met jou verloof tot in ewigheid, was Israel ver weg van die Here.
At the time when the Lord said, I'll betroth you to me forever, Israel was far from the Lord.
Kulesi sikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu etshela labantwana bakwaIsrayeli ukuthi uzimisele noma uyothembisa nabo, ngaleso sikhathi abantwana bakwaIsrayeli babekude kakhulu noNkulunkulu.
Israel het baie minnaars gehad, lovers.
Israel had many lovers.
Ngaleso sikhathi uIsrayeli wayenezithandwa eziningi.
Minnaars wat Israel achterna geloop het.
Lovers who ran after Israel.
Izithandwa ezaziphelile zisukile kuIsrael.
Dis 'n vreeslike beeld. 'N vrou wat agter mans aanloop. 'N vreeslike ding. Dis 'n hoerlewe.
This is a horrible picture of a woman who's running after man. It's the picture of a whore.
Yinde edabukisayo nento embi isithombe sibi ukubona wesifazane elandela amadoda ahlukahlukene uziphathisa kumuntu ongenaso isimilo.
Natuurlijk was dit het het een geestelijke betekenis, maar ik geloof dat dit ook letterlijk gebeur het. Want een vrouw of een man wat nie vuur en vlam voor Jezus Christus is, is enig iets moontlik. Die slechtste sonde kan gevind word in daardie lewe.
Of course it has a spiritual meaning. But I believe that it also has a literal application, because a man or a woman who does not know the Lord, from such a person you can expect anything. Anything is possible in such a life.
Yebo, khulunywa lapha ngokomoya, kodwa nokho kuyenzeka ukuthi nangokwempilo ejwayelekile yomhlaba, uma umuntu engathembekile eziphatha ngaleyo ndlela aziphatha ngayo, engumuntu olandela lezi zinto lezi, ungalindela noma yini kuyena, umuntu onjalo angayiphila impilo efana nale.
A Christian but ni vurig vir die Here is, maar ook nie koud nie, maar lou, is erger as 'n heiden. Jy sal sonde daar vind wat jy nie eers onder die heidene sal vind nie. Daar sal jy die persoon skaam wees, want jy nie eens 'n heiden sou so iets doen. Dis wat 'n lou Christen in staat is om te doen.
A Christian who's not on fire for the Lord and neither cold but who's lukewarm, this is the kind of thing that you'll find with him. You'll find in such a person's life things that you would not even find amongst the heathen. But this is the life of a lukewarm Christian.
Umuntu ongumzalwane kodwa esvv engashisi engabande phakathi nendawo, ungalindela noma yini kuyena, noma yini embi ungayithola kumuntu onjalo. Yilempilo ke sizwa ngayo lapha, umuntu ongamphilela uNkulunkulu ngokupheleleyo.
In die vorige hoofstuk lees ons hoe Israel die Baals agterna geloop het.
In the previous chapter we read how Israel was running after Baal.
Esahlukweni esilandela lesi siyezwa lapho uIsrael ukuthi wayilandela oBhali, ekhonza oBhali.
En die plaaslike natuurgode, natuurgode. Vriende, baie keer sê ek, Erlo, preek jy dan nie meer duidelik nie? As ek sien wat soms onder Christene gebeur, hulle luister na my preek en hulle doen die teenoorgestelde, en ek sê, Erlo, hoe preek jy dan? Is dit Grieks, Hebreeus, dat die mense dit nie verstaan nie? Kan dit nie verstaan nie? En dat ek vanoggend ook gebid het, Here, help toch vir my dat ek sal praat sodat die mense dit sal kan verstaan. En nie uit hierdie gebou loop nie en hulle doen die teenoorgestelde.
And also after the local gods of nature, the gods of nature, the natural gods, sometimes I wonder, how am I preaching? Are people not getting my points? And even today I prayed and I cried and said, Lord, help me that I will be able to speak clearly and that they understand what you're trying to say.
Emva kokuba bekhonze labo nkulunkulu bemvelo, onkulunkulu bendalo abazenzele bona, kodwa nokho izinto azilunganga. Kwesinye isikhathi ngeke ngibe nomthandazo enhlizweni yami ukuthi ngishumayeza abantu abangezwa na, abantu abangawuqondi kahle umbiko engiwulethayo na, kodwa kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza sikwazi ukubamba lokho.
Die sogenoemde Christene, die Israelite, het geleef soos die Kanaanitiese heidene.
The so-called children of God, the Israelites, lived like the heathen Canaanites.
Abantu bakaNkulunkulu, ama-Israeli ayibizwa ngokuthi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, kodwa baphila impilo efana nabantu baseKenani.
Hulle was nie besig met God nie, met die Here nie, en die woord van God dag en nag nie. Nee, God was ver weg van hulle. Nie dat hulle nie besig was nie, maar hulle was besig met goddelose dinge.
They were not busy with the Lord and the things of the Lord day and night. No, they were busy with godless things.
Babengekho ezintweni zikaNkulunkulu nalokho uNkulunkulu akufunayo usuku nemini, kodwa nokho babesezintweni zabo, izinto ezibhekeceleni.
Nou luister waarmee hulle besig was.
Listen to what they were busy with.
Awulaleli ukuthi babenzani laba bantu.
Hulle was besig met voedsel. Dit wat hulle geëet het of sou eet. En wat hulle geëet het en wat hulle nog in die toekoms sou eet. Hulle was besig met voedsel.
They were occupied with food, what they had eaten and what they were going to eat in this future and what they were eating.
Babelibele izinto ukudla ukuthi sizodlani sidleni siyodlani futhi ngesikhathi esizayo, iyona nto ababekhuluma ngayo bexoxa ngayo ukudla kuphela.
Hulle was besig met kleding.
Busy with clothing.
Belibele izingubo zokugqoka.
Dink net, 'n kind van God besig met kleding.
Just imagine a child of God occupied by clothing.
Awukabanga umntwana kaNkuluNkulu ubhizi libele izingubo.
Lucifer het geval. En hulle kla oor die val van Lucifer. Hoe's dit moontlik? Hoe groot het daardie man? Hoe groot was sy val? Maar ons kan ook die val van kinders van die Here praat.
Lucifer fell, and they bewail his falling and say, how great was your fall, O Lucifer? But we could also speak about the falling of the children of God.
U Lucifer wawa wehla ezulwini wawela esonweni bambabaza ukuwa kwakhe bathi awanga kanjani yini lento yenzekile kodwa singaxoxa futhi sikhulume ngokuwa kwabo laba bantu.
And the Here het gesê as ons aan voedsel dink en kleding moenie wees soos die heidene. Hulle sê, wat sal ons eet? Wat sal ons drink? Hulle het van kleding gepraat. Jy is 'n heiden in jou hart. En jy noem jouself 'n Christen. 'N kind van die Here.
God said, don't be concerned about food and clothing, what you will eat or drink and or dress. That's heathen things. You're a Christian, but you are busy with heathen things. You're concerned about them.
UNkulunkulu uthi ungakhathazeki, unganaki ukuthi uyodlani, uyogqokani ngesikhathi esizayo. Kodwa ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, unakene nalezo zinto lezo, awunaso isikhathi sikaNkulunkulu, kodwa nokho uzibiza ngokuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Skoonheidsmiddels het 'n groot rol gespeel in hulle lewens. Hoor julle meisies en julle vroue, skoonheidsmiddels. Hulle het gesê, dit is 'n gawe van Baal. En hulle was reg. Dit is 'n gawe van Baal.
Cosmetics played a major role in their lives. Cosmetics, and they said, it's a gift of Baal. And they were right, it is a gift of Baal, from Baal.
Izinto zokuziphaphatha ebusweni, bazigcobe ebusweni, bazilungise. Nina bomama no sisi, ngabe niyezwa na. Izinto umuntu alibale ubuso bakhe, eziphophothe ebusweni bakhe. Labo bantu babekhonza uBaal, kodwa bethi bangabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu.
Ek het geklaar dat sommige van julle nu verstaan wat ek vir julle sê. Bid dan dat jy dit sal verstaan. Hierdie skoonheidsmiddels het hulle nie net gebruik gemaak daarvan, hulle het hulle letterlik aanbid. Hulle het hulle aanbid. Does everyone understand that? If not, listen to what he tells you now.
They literally worshipped cosmetics. And I said that I pray that you will understand me and pray that you will understand what I'm telling you now. They literally worshipped this.
Bazikhonza lezinto, hayi ukuthi basebenzisa nje ukugcotshwa ebusweni nanani beziphophotha, kodwa bazikhonza kwaba yinto abayikhonzayo ephenduke bayisithixo kubona.
And as you didn't can verstaan nie, koop 'n kassette. Neem dit saam. Luister na dit elke dag vir 'n week. Miskien sal jou lewe verander wees na 'n week. En as jy geen geld het nie, ek sal dit van my eie geld betaal. Nie van Pastor Zabantu geld nie, van my eie geld.
And if you can't understand it still, then buy a cassette, listen to it every day for a week. And if you don't have money, come to me. I'll give you from my personal money, not the missions, to buy one.
Umungezwa nalokho esikhuluma la, ngiyanxusa emva kwenkonzo, thenga ikhasethi laphana uhambe nalo ekhaya, ulalele usuku nosuku yonke into ekhulunywayo. Umuthi awunayo imali, ubaba uthi uzokhokhela, hayi emalini yakwasiza abantu, emalini ephuma kuyena, uzolithenga ikhasethi akunikeza ukukhokhele khona uzokuzwa kahle.
And say me achter se klein dingetjie net. Dis nie van groot belang nie. Dit's van grootste belang, want jy is ontrou aan jou hemelse eggenoot.
And don't say, ach, this is not a major issue, this is insignificant. No, it is of the greatest importance, because it involves your faithfulness to your heavenly God.
Ungasho ukuthi hayi le nto into engabalekile, into encane lekhulunywa ngayo lapha inamsebenzi kangako. Inawo umsebenzi balekile ngoba ithinta impilo yakho nobudlelwane bakho noNkulunkulu.
And so say, as jy so hoor, dat Karl nog met ander meisies rondspeel, and that he flirts with other girls, neem daardie ring en gee dit dadelik terug vir hom. Sou 'n vreeslike, 'n helse ding wees as hy so iets doen, as hy nog tyd het vir ander meisies, nadat hy verloof is en vir jou 'n ring gegee het. En dis presies dieselfde as jy verloof is met jou hemelse eggenoot, of getrouwd het met hom, en jy gaan rond met dinge van hierdie wereld.
And Suzelle, if you discover that Karl is still flirting with other girls, take your ring, give it back to him, because he's busy with hellish things. But it's the same if you are still flirting with other things when you're engaged to your heavenly bridegroom.
And if Karl would hear that Suzelle is busy flirting with other men, then he should break it, that engagement, immediately. Tensy hy 'n pap broek is en net 'n oog toemaak. En hy geen ware man is. En net van sy meisie of vrou rondgelei word.
En as Karl dieselfde van Suzelle sou hoor, moet hy dit ook verbreek, tensy hy 'n papbroek is en net deur die ander meisies in sy vlees rondgelei word.
Suzelle mangabe khona okuzwayo ukuthi ukhali usehamba nabanye abantu besifazane eceleni, thathi iringi le umnikeze yona, ngoba sekuhlukene inhloko nesikhandi, futhi lokho kuyisiqalekiso esivela esigogweni esingaveli uNkulunkulu. Nawe khali uma khona okuzwayo ukuthi usuzele usenayo usenezindlela ezithile ezingaqondakali ezingathembekile, buyisele iringi kuyena, nihlukane khona lapho. Kungenjalo siyokuthatha njengendoda entekenteke engenawo umgogodla.
Here in Hosea 4:16 sê die Here, Israel is wederstrewig soos 'n wederstrewige koei. Koei, weet julle wat 'n koei is? 'N koei, boere weet wat 'n koei is. Miskien die wat in die stede in Johannesburg en stede grootvoort sien 'n koei en sê daar is 'n skaap of 'n vark. Maar ek hoop dat julle nie so dom is hier nie, dat julle weet wat 'n koei is. En God sê, jy is soos 'n wederstrewige koei.
In Isaiah 4:16, God says, for Israel is like a stubborn calf. The Afrikaans says a cow. Do you know what a cow is? Maybe if you come from the city, you might confuse a cow and a sheep. But he says, like a cow.
Kuyo lencwadi esifundile isahluko sesine, ivesi lika-16, uNkulunkulu uthi ngokuba u-Israyeli unenkani njengesithole. Amanye amakhumusho ke athi inkomo, kodwa ke ngabe siyayazi inkomo engazange ikhulekwe noma ijwayezwe ijoka na? Mhlawumbe abaqhamuka emadolobheni abayazi, kodwa inenkani ngoba ayilazi ijoka, ayifundisiwe.
Lo vriende, God vergelyk 'n Christen wat nie getrou is aan hom nie, soos 'n rondloper koei. 'N koei wat rondloop, 'n koei wat 'n bul soek, 'n koei wat blind is en nogtans vind sy die soet patatland. 'N rondloper koei. Ek het gedink vanoggend, Here, kan ek preek dat die mense dit sal verstaan? Maar ons het mos vriende. Ons het vriende van die Nederland hier. Ons het vriende van Duitsland. Ons het vriende van Engelssprekende lande. En hulle sal mal word as hulle hoor dat oor so iets gepreek word. Maar nou is ons in Afrika en ons praat oor die Bybel wat God sê. Hy sê, as jy nie getrou aan hom is en jou lewe nie heilig aan hom, is jy soos 'n rondloper koei.
I prayed this morning that I want to speak clearly. Now we've got people from all kinds of foreign countries who might be offended when I use this language. But we're talking the language of the Word of God. And God says an unfaithful Christian is like a stubborn cow, an unfaithful cow that wanders around looking for a bull that's blind, but she can still smell out the field with the sweet potatoes.
Ubaba uthandazile ke namhlanje ukuthi alethe lo mbiko ngendlela ecacile ezozwakala kubo bonke abantu. Kodwa namhlanje ke sinezizwe ezahlukahlukene, abantu abaqhamuka emazweni ahlukahlukene. Kodwa ke sikhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu, ulimi lweBhayibheli. UNkulunkulu ufanekisa umuntu ongakholwa ngokupheleleyo nongathembekile njengesithole esinenkani noma inkomo enenkani. Ethi ikhona lapha edlelweni kodwa ibe ihogela izinto zangaphandle, izinto engazidla kwamanye amadlelo, hayi leli dlelwe kulo njengamanje.
En dit is waarmee God jou vergelyk. Dit is die foto wat hy het van jou in die hemel. Jy wat besig is met skoonheidsmiddels, voedsel, kleding, baal, met sonde, geïrriteerdheid, humeur, toorn, bitterheid, al daardie helse dinge, jaloesie, dit mag nie in die lewe van 'n kind van God gevind word nie. Vandag sê ons selfs rook en drank en dwelms, en jy noem jouself 'n kind van die Here en jy's 'n kind van die duivel.
This is the picture or the image of you that God is keeping of you in heaven. You are serving Baal when you're chasing after cosmetics, clothing, food, anger, irritability. We even nowadays preach about smoking and drug addiction.
Lesi isithombe somuntu onjengawe ofana nawe, umuntu othandwayo ngunkulunkulu ukuba ambone esezulwini. Kodwa nokho sibizwa ngokuthi ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu, lezi zinto ziyatholakala kuwe, ukuphuza utshwala, ukubhema ugwayi nezinye izinto. Kwesinye isikhathi namhlanje sikhuluma ngesidakamizwa, kodwa abantu bathi bazibiza ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And ye say, ye say Christian. Ye het die hemel sy eggenoot. En jy is nie getrou nie.
You call yourself a Christian. You say you've got a heavenly bridegroom, but you're not faithful.
Uzibiza ngokuthi ungumKristu, umntwana kaNkulunkulu, uthi unomkhwenyana wakho sezulwini, kodwa uthembekile.
En jy doen dit nie, net nie, en jy loop nie agterna die ding nie. Jy aanbid dit. Jy aanbid dit. Jy aanbid dit.
And you're not just following after or walking after this thing, you actually worship it. You worship it.
Hayi ukuthi uyayilandela nje kuphela lento, kodwa empeleni uyayikhonza, uyayikhothamela.
Yay, Suzel, en yay, Karl, julle moet nou vir die wêreld wys en vir elke Christen hoe sy of hy moet wees teenoor die Here, hoe daardie geestelike lewe moet wees.
Now's the opportunity for you, Suzel and Carl, to show to the world what a Christian's life should be like before God.
Ithuba lenu ke leli manje, Suzel nawe Carl, ukuthi nikhombise umhlaba ukuthi umuntu ongumKristu kufanele ukuthi abe njani.
And Hosea the prophet said to for Israel, Israel, jy hoereer. Israel, jy hoereer. Jy is nie getrou aan jou hemelse eggenoot nie. Jy hoereer, jy is 'n hoer.
And so Hosea the prophet spoke and said to Israel, Israel, you are unfaithful. You are prostituting yourself. You are a prostitute, a whore.
Umprofethi Hosea ke uyakhuluma lapho uthi nina Israyeli ningabantu abangathembekile abafana nowesifazane ongathembekile emshadweni wakho. Nihlangene noNkulunkulu nashada noNkulunkulu kodwa anithembekile ngoba nilandele ezinye izinto.
Ons kyk neer op 'n hoer. Dis nie 'n goeie vrou nie. Ek kan dit sien aan haar kleding. Die skoonheidsmiddels wat sy gebruik. Dis 'n hoer. Maar God sê jy, as jou lewe nie heilig is nie, en skoon, is jy 'n hoer in die oë van die hemelse leerskare.
Will you look down onto a prostitute because you can see it from her dress and her makeup, and yet God says, if you are not faithful to me, then you are a prostitute.
Sibabukela phansi abantu abanjalo besifazana abangathembekile abantu abadayisa ngemizimba yabo kanjalo kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi namhlanje nina anithembekile nani ngoba nilandela abanye uNkulunkulu.
Jy dink miskien ag dis Old Testament is dis van die ou tye ons leef in die moderne tye.
Maybe you think, oh, that's old fashioned. We're living in modern times. That's from the Old Testament.
Mhlambe uthi wena hayi leyonto into esidala lewe kwakukhulunywa ngalezo ikhathi ezisendulo sesiphila manje esikhathini sesimanje manje la sikhuluma khona izinto zesimanje manje.
En Jakobus sê vir ons vandag egprekers en egpreeksters. Jakobus 4 vers 4. Weet julle nie dat die vriendskap van die wêreld vyandskap teen God is nie? Wie dan 'n vriend van die wêreld wil wees, word 'n vyand van God.
And James 4 verse 4 says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
Kanti incwadi kaJakobe isahluko sesine ivesi lesine kuthiwa khona ziphingi anazi yini ukuthi ukuthanda izwe kungubutha kuNkulunkulu na ngalokho lo othanda ukuba ngumhlobo wezwe umi eyisitha sikaNkulunkulu.
Elke Christen moet homself ondersoek en nauwkeurig goed kyk hoe lyk my lewe in die teenwoordigheid van die driemaal heilige God. Ek het telkens vir mense gesê, as hulle sê, God is liefde, God is liefde. Ek sê, ja, dit is so. God sê dank daarvoor. Maar ek het nog nie gelees, liefde, liefde, liefde is die Here. Maar dit sê, heilig, heilig, heilig is die Here. Die liefde is 'n kaart vir ons, waarmee ons permissie het om te sondig. En daar die liefde moet geskop word. Dat het so ver weg is van ons, van, soos die ooste van die weste.
And every Christian must examine himself and his life carefully. The way it is in the light of God. People speak about God is love, 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 love. Yes, that's true. Thank God for that. But I never read in the Bible, love, love, love is God. I read, holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
Lona lo mzalwane befanele kayihlolisise emaqondani nalokho ukuthi umi kanjani phambi kaNkuluNkulu ngoba wonke umuntu uyathanda ukukhuluma ngokuthi uNkuluNkulu luthando uNkuluNkulu luthando yebo iqiniso lelo masimbonge uNkuluNkulu ngalokho kodwa angaze ngizwe kuthiwa uNkuluNkulu uthando lwakhe lwedlulele engikuzwayo ngazi ukuthi mina uNkuluNkulu ungcwele 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 ngakho kufanele ukuthi nathi siphile impilo engcwele phambi kwakhe.
And but ernstig Here skenk tog deur u groot genade dat ek nooit te lond rondloop koei sal wees nie.
And pray seriously and cry and say, God help me that I'll never be a cow that wanders around.
Sithandaze futhi ngokweqiniso sithi uNkulunkulu size singafani nalezi ithole noma izinkomo ezinenkani.
And liewe susters, het julle gehoor? Getroud, ongetroud of weduwees? Dis nie julle taak om soos 'n koei rond te loop nie. Maar die Here moet julle volg. Hy moet die eerste wees. Denk nie aan trou nie. Vergeet daarvan. Hy moet die eerste wees. Niemands nie. En julle mans, ook nie die vrouens nie. Verstaan?
And you, dear sisters, whether married or unmarried, you must not be running around after men. God must be first. He must be the one and the same to men.
Nani bodadewethu ngabe niyezwa na akufanele nibe abantu abalandela abesilisa befuna umshado abashadile labangashadile kodwa kufanele kube uNkulunkulu kube uyena oqala lokho ngikusho na kuwa amadoda futhi.
Wat was nou die vrug van hierdie soort lewe? En wat sal die vrug die uitkoms wees van jou lewe as jy so lewe?
So what was the fruit of this kind of life and what will be the outcome of your life if you live like this?
Saba yini ke sithelo nomphumela wempilo efana nalena futhi ke iyoba yini imphumela impilo yakho ngale mpilo oyiphilayo na?
Ek het vir oom Joe gesê, Joe, as daar in daardie groot kerk vandag gekoop en verkoop word, geen godsdienst nie, wat sal van ons word? As ons van die Bijbelse en hemelse standaard val en afwijk.
I said to Uncle Joe, Joe, if in that big church there is no services, they are being busy selling and buying, then what is going to happen with us if we lower the standard of God?
Babuthi kwakhuluma ke no Uncle Joe le phesheya ukuthi uma ngabe lawo masonto amakhulu aseNgilandi evulelekile ukuthi kudayiswe nje kuthengiswe impahla khona kungabisashunyayelwa umphumela walokho uyoba yini naphambi kwaNkulunkulu?
No, sal ek iets lees van Hosea 2. Los jy dit, jy kan dit lees as jy thuis is. Dis genoeg as ons dit lees. Hosea 2. Ek sê, wat is die uitkoms van 'n lewe wat nie volkome oorgegee is aan die Here? Volkome heilig, rein, skoon.
Now, to demonstrate what will be the outcome of our lives if we're not totally holy and dedicated to God, I'll read a portion, you don't have to turn there.
Ukuba ngibonise ukuthi ke umphumela walokho uyoba yini mangabe umuntu engazange alandele uNkulunkulu ngizofunda lapha kuyo incwadi kaHosea isahloko sesibili andidingi ukuthi nikuvule nina lokho ningakufunda masenise emakhaya.
Vers 1, twas met jullie moeder, twas, twas met jullie moeder, twas. En hoeveel pare is daar nie hierdie wêreld vaart daar twas is. Tank en strijd tussen getroude mense, wat daar twis is, tussen ouers en kinders, en vrou en man en vrou. Dis Godse vloek op jou lewe, omdat jou lewe nie dit is, jy is nie getrou aan hom nie. Nou gee hy jou oor aan twis.
Verse 2, bring charges. The Afrikaans translation say, bicker, argue against your mother. Bring charges against her. How many marriages today is not full of bickering and arguing and fighting and striving?
Hosea 2, isahloko sesibili, kuthiwa phikisanani. Amanye amahumusha kubeka ngenyindlela, kodwa ukuphikisana nokuxabana nokulwa, ubeka icala, umethwesa icala omunye umuntu.
Wolke sê, jy is nie my man nie. Jy is nie my vrou nie. Wat een soort leven is dit? God het jou al uitgespoeg.
Say to your partner, your husband or your wife, no, you're not my wife, you're not my husband. What kind of a life is this? God has already spitted you out.
Uphikisane, usho kuphambene, uxabane nomuntu, indoda, isho nkosikazi, ukuthi hhayi, uyena unkosikazi wami wena, nenkosikazi ithi awuyona indoda yami wena. Kuchaza lokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu sekukhiphile kuyena.
And God said in verse 2, ek sal haar naak uittrek. Ek sal haar naak uittrek. Hy bring haar naaktheid aan die lig vir die hele wêreld. Jy hoor, o, so en so het geval. Hy het gehoreer. Hy was met 'n ander vrou. Hy's wêreld. God het haar naak uitgetrek.
God says, I will strip you naked. How often don't we hear that today? Find out about a man, he's been found with another woman, sleeping around. God is exposing, stripping you naked.
Unkulunkulu uthi ngiyokwenza ube nqunu ngikhumule phambi kwezulu nomhlaba. Kangakanani sikuzwa lokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukwenza lokho ukuthi abantu abashiye benqunu beze phambi komhlaba.
Exhalar mak soos a woestyn. Soos a woestyn.
And make her like a wilderness.
Genze impilo ibe yihlane.
Verse 3. Ek sal my oor haar kinders nie ontferm nie. Want hulle is kinders uit hoerery gebore. As jy sonde duld en jy kry kinders, daardie kinders is uit hoerery gebore.
Verse 4. I will not have mercy on her children, for they are the children of harlotry. If you tolerate sin and you have children, these sins are born out of harlotry in your life.
Verse 4. Angiyukuhawukela abantwana bakhe ngokuba bangabantwana bobufebe. Uma uqhubeka nokubekezelela leyo nto ekhona empilweni yakho, qhubeka nokudedela iy'ngane zakho, zenze konke lokho, uNkulunkulu lilokho akushoyo ezwini lakhe.
And as die lewe nie reg is nie, kyk net na die kinders. Hulle bring dit dadelik aan die lig. Hoekom? God sê, ek sal my nie oor jou kinders ontferm nie.
And if your life's not right, just look at the children. They will immediately expose it. God says, I won't have mercy on your children.
Uma impilo yakho ingalungile phambi kwaNkulunkulu, uzobona ngezingane zakho nazo, ngoba zokusheshe zikuveze izingane ukuthi kuphilwa impiloni la ekhaya. UNkulunkulu ke uthi ngeke ngikubekezelele lokho.
Want hulle moeder het in ontug gelewe. Moeders, julle moet heilig lewe. Nie ontug nie. Nie met jaloesie en wereldse goed in julle lewens nie.
For their mother has played the harlot. Mothers, you must live holy, not in jealousy and anger.
Ngokuba unina ufebile, nina bomama kufanele ukuthi niphile impilo yobungcwele phambi kaNkulunkulu, ngoba uma ungaphili impilo engcwele phambi kaNkulunkulu, uzozithola ukusenkinga le esenkingeni efana nale, hayi yokuzenzisa kodwa impilo yobungcwele.
Jou verhouding moet reg wees met jou man. Nie dat jy sommer so vir hom rondskop nie. Hy is jou hoof. Soos die Here die hoof is van die gemeente.
Your relationship with your husband should be right. Not that you just kick him around. He's the head, as Christ is the head of the church.
Ubudlelwane bakho nendoda yakho ekhaya kufanele ukuthi nabo bube buhle. Hayi ukuthi umthathathathe noma kanjani nje ngoba uyinhloko yomndeni, uyinhloko yomuzi.
No, listen what first faith say. Daarom kyk. Ek sal jou weg met dorings toemaak en om haar een muur bou, sodat hy sy haar paie nie sal vind nie.
Just listen to the next verse. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with thorns and wall her in, so that she cannot find her paths.
Awulaleli verse elilandelayo lithi, ngalokho bhekani ngiyakuvimbela indlela yakho ngameva, ngakhe ugange ngakuye ukuze angafumani imikhondo yakhe.
As God know, die weg, jou weg sal toemaak met dorings. En dat jy die weg nie meer sal vind nie. Watter toekoms het jy? Wat is jou lewe werd? En hoekom is dit so? Hoekom is dit so moeilik? Hoekom vorder jy nie? Daar het dinge verkeerd gegaan. Onthou waaroor ons gepraat het.
If God would close, hedge your way with thorns and wall you in, what future do you have? How can you ever overcome? Why is it that you're not making progress in your life? Because things happened in the past.
Uma uNkulunkulu eyivimba indlela yakho ngameva, akha ugange kuwe, akuvimbele ngameva ukuze ungakwazi ukuqhubeka nendlela yakho, likuphi kusasa lakho na? Uyokwazi kanjani ukuphumelela? Mhlambe kudalwa yilelo ngemuva lakho, izinto ezenzeka ngesikhathi esedlule.
Yei sal jou minnaars achternalo, die dinge waarvan jy hou. Is lief vir daardie dinge. Jy sal dit agterna loop, maar nie inhaal nie. Jy sal soos die verlore seun wees, wat daar onder die varke was, en die voedsel van die varke, die kos van die varke begeer het, maar niemand het dit vir hom gegee nie.
She will chase her lover, but not overtake him. That's how you are going to be. You will chase after these things that charm you, that you're chasing after, and you won't find it, like the prodigal son who sat there with the pigs, longed for their food, but nobody even gave the pig food to him to eat.
Uyakulandela izithandwa zakhe kepha akayikuzifica ilokho kwenzekayo mhlambe nakuwe empilweni yakho uyalandela uyafisa ukuthi uzibambe lezi zinto kodwa nokho awusifumani ilokho kwenzeka nakuyi indodana yolahleko yazithola isise ezingulubeni idla ukudla kwezingulube ngoba ihehwa ilezo zinto ezinhle ezazidonsela ngaphandle.
It is interessant as you learn die Griekse taal lees dat die verlore seun het by daar die eienaar van die varke het hom aangehang of wat sê dit? Hy was afhanklik. Die Griekse woord is dieselfde soos in die Korintië brief dat hy wat aan 'n hoer hang of kleef is een met haar. Miskien was hy homoseksueel.
It's interesting that the Greek word that the Bible uses where he speaks about a man that is one with a whore is the same language that was used with the prodigal son, and that maybe he had that homosexual attraction when he was in that state.
Or relationship with the owner of the pigs.
That
bracelet as a sin, what a sin is. Verlore gaan, waar hy kan eindig.
Kuyamangalisa ukuzwa igama lesiGreek elisetshenziswayo ngesikhathi indodana yolahleko iphuma iya ngaphandle iya ezingulubeni. Kusetshenziswa igama elicishe elifane nomuntu ongqingili okwazi ukulala namanye amadoda noma ukuhlangana namanye amadoda. Ngoba kube sengathi mhlawumbe wayenobudlelwano obuthile nomnikazi wezingulube leyo mhlambe wayewalusa lapho ezingulubeni.
That's maybe where a son will end who becomes unfaithful.
Mhlambe yilapho indodana yakho iyogcina khona uma ingathembekanga.
Verse 15. Ek maak 'n einde aan al haar vreugde. Christen, geen vreugde meer nie. Geen vreugde, geen lewe. Sal jy asseblief vir preek hou? Ja, ek het niks nie en daar is niks nie. Ag, nou is dit weer tyd vir 'n dien, sou ek liewerste na die see kan gaan nou, of na sport of sien. Geen vreugde meer nie. Hoekom is daar geen vreugde nie? Iets het verkeerd gegaan ergens in die verlede.
Verse 11. I will also cause all her mirth to cease. Have you not lost your mirth? Ach, it's time again for the service. We must go to the service. I would have preferred to rather go to the beach. Why don't you have any joy anymore?
Verse 11 ngiyakwenza ukuba iphele intokozo yakhe mhlawumbe usufike lapho nawo la ukuphela khona ukuthokoza kwakho nokuhlala kwakho kulendawo awu sekuyisikhathi senkonzo futhi sekufanele siyokhonza futhi isiphelile intokozo isekho intokozo phakathi kwakho.
Ek sal einde maak aan haar vreugde, haar feeste, haar nuwe maane, haar sabbate, ja aan al haar feestye.
I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, her sabbaths, all her appointed feasts.
Ngiyakwenza ukuba iphele yonke intokozo yakhe, imikhosi yakhe, nokwethwasa kwenyanga, namasabatha akhe, nayo yonke imikhosi yakhe emisiweyo.
En ek sal haar wingerdstok en haar vyeboom verwoes, waarvan sy gesê het, hierdie dinge is my hoereloon wat my minnaars my gegee het, en ek sal dit tot 'n bos maak, en die wilde diere van die veld sal dit opeet.
And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, of which she has said, these are my wages that my lovers have given me. So I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them.
Ngiyachitha imivini yakhe nemikhiwane yakhe ashilo ngakho wathi kuyinkokhelo yami enginikile yona izithandwa zami ngiyakukwenza kube yihlathi izilwane zasendle zikudle.
Vandag juig ons die verloving van hierdie twee jong mense, maar luister mooi, as julle die Here nie ernstig volg nie, dit kan die Here kan al die mooi dinge verwoes. En die vyeboom, die wingerdstok, al die mooie dinge in julle lewens, kan God tot einde maak.
And today is a joyous day, and we are happy for this engagement. But listen carefully, if you don't obey, God can destroy all these things, the vines and the fig trees.
Namhlanje usuku oluhle kakhulu siyajabula ngalaba babili abasha abathembisayo. Kodwa ulalele kahle, uma ngabe ungalaleli ungamlandeli uNkulunkulu, konke lokhu kungaphenduka kube yize uNkulunkulu achithe yonke imkhiwane nemvini emihle kangaka.
And now kom God, die barmhartige God. En hy sê, ek sal mee met jou verloof tot in ewigheid.
And now God comes, the merciful God, and he says, I will betroth you to me forever.
En mee met jou verloof in gerechtigheid, in recht, goede tierenheid en ontferming. Maar nou het ek geen tyd daaroor te praat nie. Maar ek sal mee met jou verloof tot in ewigheid. God is proposing to you. God sê vir jou, ek wil mee verloof met jou. Wat sê jy? Jy weet wat jou verlede was? Nou sê jy, ek wil myself verloof met jou tot in ewigheid. Wat is jou antwoord? Die seun kom, hy sê ek wil myself verloof raak met so en so. Kan jy asseblief vir haar sê? Sy gaan en bid. Nou moet sy 'n antwoord bring. Of sy dit aanvaar of nie. Nou sê ek vir jou vandag. God sê vir jou, ek wil verloof raak met jou. Verloof raak met jou. Tot in ewigheid. Wat is jou antwoord? Wat sê jy nou?
The young man goes to the girl and tells her that that's how he feels the Lord.
Or he goes even to the minister.
Or the minister and tells him, tells the girl that's how he feels to get engaged to her. He's proposing to her. And now today, God is proposing to you. And he says, he's proposing to betroth himself to you in righteousness and justice. I don't have time to speak about that. But what is your answer? Because the girl must answer back.
UNkulunkulu uyafika ke la uthi ngiyakuthembisa nawe ube ngumkami ube unkosikazi wami kuze kube sekupheleni kuze kube phakade ngokujwayelekile kuye kusuka insizwa iye kumfundisi noma ikhulume ngaleyo ndlela ekhuluma ngayo bese kuthenjiswa kodwa uNkulunkulu lapha uthi mina qobo lwami ngiyothembisa nawe ngenza isithembiso kuze kube phakade anginaso isikhathi esanele sokukhuluma ngalokho kodwa uthini wena enhlizweni yakho ngalokho na
izukuthi impilo yakhe ibibole ngaleyo ndlela, iphuphe ngaleyo ndlela. Uthi uNkulunkulu namhlanje, ngifuna ukuthembisa nawe. Impendulo yakho iyini? Athi kuze kube phakade. Uthini? Uthi, hayi, akakasho, useshilo. Useshilo. Funa impendulo kuwe. Awu kulukhuni, ngisafuna ukuthokoza emhlabeni, ngisafuna ukujatshuliswa izono. Akukho ukujabula uzwile uyohlangana nameva azokuhlaba esifubeni akuhlabe nasemehlweni akuhlabe nasohlanguthini uyoshukwa uze uphele inkani.
Why is your life destroyed, utterly destroyed? Because God has said to you he wants to betroth himself, he's proposed to you. And what do you say? Well, it's not quite clear, God hasn't spoken to me. He has spoken to you, it's clear.
Ons kan daarom dwaase wees. Niemand in hierdie wêreld is so groot en dwaas soos jy as God kom en sê, hey, hy kom met sy ring. Hy wil dit vir jou gee. En jy is nie bereid om dit op jou vingers te sit. jy is die grootste
dwaas
wat nog ooit in hierdie wêreld geleef het, in die verlede en ook in die toekoms, as jy dit nie met blydskap aanvaar.
We can be fools, and a fool you are if God comes to you with his ring to put it on your finger and you refuse to give your finger to God.
Ungaba isiphukuphuku esiphindwe kaninginingi uma ubona uNkulunkulu eza kuwe eza nendilingi iringi lefuna ukuyifaka esandleni sakho kodwa unqabe wena uthi hayi uNkulunkulu ungangifaki uyoba isiphukuphuku esiphindiwe.
No, luister mooi, as God met jou praat en jy aanvaar dit nie, dan verwerp jy die hemel en jy kies die helse vuur en dit sal jou ne wees vir tyd en ewigheid en mooi brand.
So listen carefully. If God proposes to you and you refuses it, you are choosing hell instead of heaven, and your eternity will be in hell.
Lalela, good luck there. Lalela kahleke. Uma kungukuthi na uNkulunkulu uzakufuna ukuthembisa nawe, ufuna ukwenza isethembiso nawe, unqabe wena ngaleyo ndlela leyo ukhetha isikogo ukuthi ngifuna ukuya ngqo esikogweni, ngiyohlangana nesikogo, ngisenze ngibe umuntwana wesikogo.
And it's nie net vir na die dood nie. Die helse vuur en vlam sal jy al hier in hierdie tyd kan voel.
And this is not only for after afterlife. You'll experience the hellish flames in this life already.
Hayi ukuthi uyokuzwa lokhu ngale kwethu noma usudlulile emhlabeni, kodwa uzokuzwa lokhu amalanga besikhokho azokhotha usekhona la emhlabeni.
As jy sê nee, ek wil dit nie hê nie, God kom na jou en wil vir jou 'n blywende bruidstyd gee. Bruidstyd, die beste tyd, 'n bruidstyd wil God vir jou gee, die lewe met hom. En jy draai jou rug op hom.
God comes to you and he says, I want to give you an eternal bridal time, an eternal bridal time for eternity, and you turn your back on God.
UNkulunkulu uyafika kuthi ngifuna ukuthi ngishade nawe ngibe nesikhathi esihle somshado inguna phakade isikhathi esiphambili kakhulu kodwa uyafika uniyaphendula uthi uNkulunkulu angikufuni lokho.
Now the last point.
The last point.
Die punt lokugcina.
Openbaring 19 vers 7.
Revelations 19 verse 7.
Incwadi yesambulo 19 verse 7.
Laat ons bly wees en ons verheug en aan hom die heerlikheid gee, want die bruilof van die lam het gekom en sy vrou het haar gereed gemaak.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready.
Masithokoze sethabe futhi masimnike inkazimulo ngokuba umshado wewundlu ufikile nomkalo uzilungiselele.
Dis 'n verlovingsdiens, dis nog nie die bruilof nie. Die kom, maar die bruid sal nou besig wees om haar gereed te maak vir die groot dag. En so moet ons kinders van die Here ons gereed maak vir die groot dag. Die hemelse bruilof.
It's only the engagement, not the marriage, that's still coming. But the bride will now be busy preparing herself for the great day, and that's how us children of God should be busy with preparing us ourselves for that great day.
Akulona usuku lomshado namhlanje, usuku lomthembiso. Kodwa ke nokho sonke lesisikhathi kuze kufike umshado, umakoti uzobe ezilungiselela eqoqa enza konke. Nathi ke njengabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu, isikhathi sethu kuba sizilungiselele ukufika komyeni.
Ek het gesê dis net 'n gelykenis. Ek praat oor die ding. Dis net 'n klein dingetjie hier. Maar hoe maak die Christen homself bereid vir die hemelse bruilof?
Now I say that this is just an example, a parable of the greater thing. So how does the Christian prepare himself for the heavenly bridegroom?
Umfanekiso nje lo walokho okukhulu okuzayo kodwa nokho umkhrestu umzalwane uzilungiselela kanjani lolo suku oluzayo na
Johannes het hulle gesien in wit geklee wie is dat Johannes waar kom hulle vandaan onthou julle nog in Openbaring en hy sê dit is hulle wat hulle klere gewas het en wit gemaak het, spierwit in die bloed van die lam.
John saw them and he asked, who are they? Where are they coming from? And the answer was given, these are those who have been washed their clothes white in the blood of the lamb.
UJohane wababona laba beza begqoke kumhlophe wayesebuza ukuthi bangobani wayesetshela ukuthi laba abahlanze izingubo zabo egazini lewundlu
Suzel umak ye yourself gereed vir die groot dag ja as ons lewe die Here vir ons spaar sal ons binnekort ek weet nie 'n dag of 2 maand of 'n jaar Maar die groot bruilof kom met die hemelse man, dan sal dit nie meer Fritold wees nie, dan sal dit die Here wees. En Fritold, dan sal dit nie meer Suzel wees, dit sal die Here wees. Julle moet gereed maak vir die groot dag, sodat hierdie dag gelukkig sal wees en geseën sal wees. Maak julle klere wit. Was vir julle klere in die bloed van die lam. Reinig julle lewens. En bid dat God julle volkome sal heilig. Dan sal julle deel hê aan die hemelse bruilof.
So Suzel, how are you preparing yourself? I don't know, the wedding is going to be someday in the future, but we must be ready and preparing ourselves for the heavenly wedding and get our clothes white and ready for that great day.
And then this wedding and this engagement time will be a blessing. Only then met die oog op daardie groot dag, die hemelse bruilof.
En dan sal hierdie verloving en huwelik 'n seën wees en net dan with the eyes fixed on that heavenly day.
Manje ke Suzel angazi ukuthi kulungiswa kanjani uzolungisa kanjani mhlambe umshado uzoba sezinsukwini ezizayo kodwa ke singakhuluma ngamshado omkhulu lo wasezulwini ozayo la kudinga basizilungiselele khona ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu sihlanze ingubo zethu sikwazi ukuthi sibe ngcwele phambi kwaNkulunkulu uma siqonde ke lokho amehlo ethu sawabeka lapho siyazi ukuthi nalomshado lwesithembisa kuona namhlanje uyoba isibusiso phambi kwaNkulunkulu
Ek sal my met jou verloof tot in ewigheid. Dis nou die ring wat God vir jou gee. Wat maak jy daarmee?
I will betroth you to me forever. This is the ring that God's offering you. What are you doing about it?
Ngiyakuzimisela ngithembise nawe kuze kube sekupheleni. Yilokho ke ugqokelele ringi wenzani ngalokho na?